Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Sorry for the tardiness. I'm going to welcome you guys again to the You Can't Clip My Wings podcast. You can check us out on our website at youcantclipmywings.com. I am your host, Alita, and we are on episode 5. Wow. Already episode 5. I am feeling great today. I hope you guys are too. It is only Tuesday. Wow. And it's already, you guys, we're already in mid-month because I think Monday is a holiday. So we're already at mid-month. Can you believe it? And this month only has 29 days to it. But I do want, and that's something I haven't said throughout the time that we've been on the show. I haven't said happy Black History Month. And I haven't got any Black History tidbits I've shared with you. I am so sorry. I apologize. Nothing against the holiday. I mean, the month. I see it 365, so I don't see it just for the month of February. And also, this month is my month. When I say my month, I mean my birthday month. And I'm feeling a little different. I don't know what it is. I'm happy and excited, but it's not the same. I don't know. I guess as you get older, hey, it's another day. But I try to celebrate it as much as I can. Because to me, it's special because, you know, God could have said, Salita, guess what? I no longer think you need to be here. But I'm here. I wake up every morning and I thank the universe and I thank God for allowing me to wake up because there's so many people who don't wake up. And so it's a blessing in itself. We're going to get started with the show in just a few seconds here. I want to kind of do get myself together so I can start getting ready for my trip. Getting ready to take my trip. To Georgia. To see my mom, which I'm so excited to go see her. Today, UPS delivered some of the stuff I needed for our upcoming books and workbooks and stuff that I'm about to put together. So I'm kind of happy about that. I can't wait to start working on those things. I'm sorry. Let me do this. Let me turn that off right now. That is the sound of my iPad. If you understood all the different gadgets that I own, why, I don't know. Oops. Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. Give me a second, you guys. Just 1 second. Everything I touch is knocking stuff off. Okay. Please forgive my tardiness again. We're going to get started here in just a second. Let's put that here. Like I told you guys, I got my pins in. Remember I talked about the pins that I needed to order. And I got them in today. So I'm excited about that. You're excited about a lot of things. Yeah, I am. I really am excited about some things that I wanted. And they came in on time. And can't wait to get making them, start working on some of the different projects that I have. And I'm going to work on as much as I can while I am away. It's going to be some downtime for me, so I'll get a chance to do a lot of other things that I wasn't expecting I had to do, but I definitely know I have to get them done. So We're going to get started here in just a few seconds. I'm trying to get all these. I have notebooks for everything. So I'm looking at all my different notebooks I have. To keep everything in one place and organize is kind of hard. When you don't have a, I don't have an office at this time, so it's kind of hard for me to keep everything where I want it, but I'll make it through. Okay, so we are going to go ahead and get started. I told you I wanted to talk, I've been telling you guys that I didn't want to tell you guys a lot about the book, but I think the idea that the last few shows have actually been about the book. It's not the whole book, so there is parts that you guys have not heard or I have not explained yet. But in the book In Search of You, which is part of the You Can't Clip My Wings, I did an episode about giving yourself time. And I kind of went into the idea what time is. And when I finish with this, I shouldn't take up that much time with this. If I do, if I don't, I want to go over a little bit more of the law of attraction planner. I told you guys I want to actually go through the planner with you guys. So our conversations will be probably very personal and deep with this. So I'm really looking forward to that. So we're talking about time, giving yourself time. We do understand that time doesn't belong to us. It owns itself, okay? Give yourself time to think, to heal, to love, to grow, to make mistakes, and then learn from the mistakes. Time is important for many reasons, and those reasons will play a starring role in your journey to love yourself. Time can be your friend or your enemy. It's all up to you how you want, what side you would want to be on with time. You can be on the good time, the good side of time, or you can be on the bad side of time. It's up to you. But giving yourself time to think, your thoughts can affect how you feel about what you want, who you want, and where you want to be or where you want to go, okay? Thinking can also give you a reason to make changes in your life. If needed, thinking has a broad way of self-inventory. Because when you're thinking, remember we talked last night about be quiet. Be quiet and listen to yourself. Listen to what's going on inside you. Just let everything just be, and then really, really think. Really, really take that time to inventory, to see where you could change things in your life, where you can move forward or leave something behind. You know, make those decisions when you're being quiet, okay? Thinking can also give you power to make decisions that will help you on your journey, this journey that we're on, to completeness, okay? Your thoughts are so important, and they're relevant that you have to realize that it can become major reasons you either remain the same or you evaluate and change. And sometimes, for some people, it's hard to change. Some people are afraid of change. And those people have to deal with what they're doing differently. You can't force nobody to change. You can't force people into thinking the way that you want to think or change their mindset. People have to do that on their own. And what I've learned is I know that everybody's not going to think the same way I do. And if you can understand that, comprehend it, put it in your mind that everybody is not you, you're able to adjust and deal with people differently. Because I know for me, I had a habit of thinking everybody thinks the same way I do. Everybody's been through the same thing I did. So they should be thinking the same way I do. And in reality, that's not true. Remember what I told you at first. My psychologist told me this. that everything you think is not fact. Keep that in mind. Everything you think is not true. Okay? So, we can now talk about, we take the time out to, like I said, remain the same, or we can evaluate what we're doing and change. The next thing we talk about is time to heal. Remember, we're talking about time to think. Give yourself time to think. Now we're talking about time to heal. You honestly need to have time to heal from all your hurts. A bad breakup, a loss of a job, broken friendships, family problems, financial issues. Healing is very much needed, especially when so much is going on. This is pertaining to me. I personally had to really work on healing, especially after my situation in the military, my MST. I didn't think I deserved to heal. I blamed myself for the idea that it happened to me, and I could have prevented it. In my mind, I thought I could prevent it. But again, I thought that I could prevent it. And the fact is, I couldn't. It was out of my control. Okay? So in that time frame, I started to punish myself. So at that time, healing wasn't even in my mind. I needed to beat myself up. I needed to feel bad, and it could justify what happened to me. In my mind, that's how I saw it. So I didn't have time to think about healing. I had work to do. I had a mouth to feed. I had to survive. And that's what was majorly on my mind. When I realized that I no longer had to feel, I didn't have to feel guilty anymore, I started to heal, because I realized that, you know, I can't go through this forever thinking that it was my fault. And once you come to the point where you're saying that it's not my fault anymore, that is a way that you can open up and heal from that. That is the first part of being in a process of healing, because I can say, no, it's not my fault. Timing was everything. It took me many, many years to heal, okay? And we talked about that yesterday. I talked about how long it took, even though that situation happened a long time ago, it took me till now to realize that I can heal. I can feel bad, and I can feel good about myself, and I don't have to feel guilty about myself because it wasn't my fault. Even when I was about to get married, I felt that I didn't deserve to be loved enough to have a husband and have a happy life. I thought that. And it was so funny when that moment came, I called a friend of mine, one of my friends that is a prophet. And she had me laughing, but she kind of made a point. And I didn't take it in a way, I wasn't thinking of it as her being critical or anything. It was, she knew how I was. She knew that I had been through a lot. And she said to me, "Who is going to love your mean behind?" So when she said that, it really made me think, have I really been mean? And then reality was, I had been, because I was still angry. I was still bitter. I was still going through and didn't realize I was. And I had a very low tolerance for relationships because of all the stuff prior to that happening. I came out of, I guess, in a sense, you could say I thought I was ready to come forward and move forward in my life. I thought I was. And that's one of the reasons why I called her, to get some advice from her. And that's what she said to me. And she said it in a joking manner. She didn't say it in a negative way, because she knew me. It was just the idea that, you know, man, was that what I portrayed? Is that how I came off of as a person who was mean and angry? And not realizing that I was doing it. So after a while, time did allow me to heal and be happy. I was able to be happy. Everyone's story is different. Some people are still in the process of healing. To them, I say continue in your process. I say to yourself, you can say to yourself, I deserve to heal, okay? No matter what it is. You know what? I'm coming up with some good t-shirt sayings. I'm sitting here thinking about that. That would go great on a t-shirt. I deserve to heal. Wow, I like that. That one and be quiet. I love those two. Okay, I'm going to have to think about that. How would I do that? Okay, then let's talk about love. You deserve a time to love. Loving yourself should be the first thing you do. You should learn to do no matter how long it will take. Loving you has to be a priority. We often make decisions that don't give us time to think it through before we call ourselves, quote unquote, in love. Or the very need to be loved. We mistake many clues or actions for our thought process, our definition of love for the real thing, and we wind up hurt and disillusioned, depressed, and not really feeling loved because of our illusion of what love is. Love is action, and if people show you that they love you, that's better than them telling you that they love you. And sometimes people don't know how to. So if you're with someone who doesn't know how to express their love, is that the person you need to be with? Especially when you're a type of person who loves giving out love. You show your love. You show your love through many ways. And that other person doesn't know how to. Is that your job to teach them how to love? Or teach them how to love you, because really nobody else's love matters. As if you're that with that person is someone you love. So you show that person what your how you would love them, and they need to do the same thing for you, to you, that is. So how do you look at love when you have that time to love? How do you say, okay, first of all, I need to love myself. And when I come to the point where I'm loving myself, then I'm willing and ready to love someone else. And then you have to show that person how you want to be loved. And that person needs to reciprocate that and do the same to you. And if they don't know how to love, I don't see you teaching them, because that's something they need to learn on their own. And if they're adults, well, if they're mature enough, when I say adults, I mean mature adults, they're going to know how to do it already, because guess what? They've already started loving themselves. So if they love themselves, then they'll know how to give you love. But a lot of people don't know how to love themselves first. And they're in these relationships that are not, they're dead relationships. And that's something you have to battle that on your own. And I'm not trying to like shoo you away, but I'm just saying, I could say that too. I'm blue in my face. I'm dark skinned, so that would be hard to do. But you have to want to do it. You have to do it for yourself. You have to show, first of all, show yourself how to love you. Once you love you, it's easy for you to love other people. But once you neglect yourself and you call yourself in love with somebody, and the relationship is toxic and it's not a good relationship, that's not love. And you'll know that. Let's see here. And I just said, when you take time to love yourself, you can easily love others and find satisfaction in it. Yeah, I mean, I just said that. But a lot of times we don't do that. We we were trying to prove something, I guess, I don't know. But a lot of times, we shouldn't. We should love ourselves first. We should think highly of ourselves. We should allow our self-esteem to be high self-esteem. And think highly of ourselves in the sense not to think that we're above everybody, but to think in a way that I have to see myself as a king or a queen and love myself in that way, opposed to me call myself, I guess, giving everybody else love, but I don't love myself. And after a while, when you don't love yourself, it starts to show. It starts to show through the things that you do and the things that come out your mouth. It'll start showing that you really don't love yourself and you really are miserable. And you don't want anybody else to be happy, so you make them miserable too. So you're in a, like I said, a dead relationship, and only you can change that. Let's see. I also said, like, my struggles with accepting me and understanding that it wasn't my fault, all the things that have happened to me. I just was in the wrong place at the wrong time. It says sometimes when things seem to, seem like they're not working out, it can make you feel as though you don't deserve it, which in turn you feel as though you don't love yourself enough to make things work in your favor. So all of that plays a part. Excuse me. So all of it plays a part in how you perceive the love for yourself. And you've got to accept that, and you have to make sure things that you're doing is for you first. Everybody else comes second. Loving yourself enough can make a big difference. Okay? Let's see. Love is supposed to be experienced with oneself first. Okay? Allowing yourself room to say, I love me is a such important step we take. One thing that I really, really would like for you to do, and this is just something I'm going to add as I go. Allow yourself to make mistakes. Allow yourself room to not always fill up to things, okay? I don't want you guys to get the impression that I'm trying to say everybody needs to be smiling all the time and happy-go-lucky. No, it's not always like that, because you have some cloudy days and you have some sunshiny days. And you're allowed that. Just take time out and allow yourself to not want to be happy for a second. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? I'd rather you not be happy at a moment in your life and learn from that and be comfortable in it than to walk around and pretend like everything is fine and dandy when inside you're dying inside. Use all the different expressions God gave me. Use them all. Use them. That's what they're for. He gave them to you. Use them. If you feel sad, feel sad. Don't pretend like you're happy when you feel sad. I mean, you don't have to show it to everybody, but if you're alone, you sit down and be sad. But don't stay and linger in these feelings. Give them time. We're back to time. Give yourself time to be mad. Give yourself time to be sad. Give yourself time to be happy. But don't dwindle in it. Don't drown yourself in it. Don't just get just so bogged down in it. Because then you're allowing depression to set in. Because depression just sit. Let me tell you what depression does. From experience. You can be having a great day. And something happens. And despite this thing that happens. You're trying to hold on. You're trying to be nice. You're trying to just, it can come in and knock on the door and say, hey, I know you saw the thing that happened to you, right? And you're trying to, like, ignore it. Nah, I'm not going to let you ignore it. I'm here, and I'm going to sit here for a while. And he moves in your mind, in your emotions, your mental, and you're sitting there, and now you're depressed. You don't get up. You don't take baths. You don't do anything. You don't want to talk to people. Let me tell you, I know. I have the moments when I don't want to be bothered, and I don't want to talk to nobody. I have those moments where I just want to lay around. I don't want to deal. You're entitled to that. But again, it's only for a time. Do not stay. Don't get stuck in those moments, okay? Don't get stuck in those moments. Crying. Give yourself time to cry. I need to add that on here. Give yourself time to cry. Cry. If you need to cry, cry. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't cry. Oh, you shouldn't cry. I don't care if you are a grown man, little child, whatever. Cry, because crying is a cleansing of the spirit. Crying is a cleansing of the soul. And sometimes you need to cry. I'm telling you, you need to cry. And every now and then, and I'm being open and honest with you, I cry. I don't have to cry in front of everybody, but I cry because I know that when I finish crying, whatever was bothering me is going to be washed away and I can move on. So never, ever deprive yourself of crying, okay? Never feel like you're a big girl and you don't have to do that and you're strong. No. Quit fooling yourself, okay? Take time out. Go in your room. Sit in your car. Wherever it's private. If you don't want anybody watching you cry, take that time and cry. Cry. Get it out. Cleanse your spirit. Nobody else can do that for you. You have to do that yourself. But don't cry for hours and hours and hours. Cry for a time. Give yourself time to cry when it comes upon you. Okay. So we're going to take a break. And we will return in a few seconds here.
Major key alert, don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I'm sorry, you guys. You know how your mind goes blank real quick? My mind went blank. I'm trying to. Let's see. Oh. Hmm. I'm sorry about the mix-up I gave you guys earlier. I wasn't trying to play that. I apologize for that. All right. So, as I said, we learned, we just went over giving yourself time and why you guys are enjoying the music. Oh, you know what I didn't do all night long? I didn't even write and ask you guys to come in by dialing number to come in on 516-418-5736. That's 516-418-5736. Last thing we were talking about, I said give yourself time to heal, time to think, time to love, and we talked about a time to cry. I don't know why I didn't add that in there, but time to cry, because crying is a cleansing, and we just kind of went over that how important it is for us to cleanse. And I was just kind of writing down some things that you can also do when you cry. And I know you like generalize everything. Yes, journal. If you had a moment where you were crying and you know why you were crying, you can answer three questions. What made you cry? Why you cried? And who was involved in your crying? When I say who, what were you thinking of? Who were you thinking of when you were crying? Was you thinking about yourself? Was you thinking about an event? Something happened? Did you think about a person? Is that what made you cry? Think about that. Journalize that. So when you do cry again, you can look at it. I know this sounds kind of crazy, but you can look at it and understand why you were crying. And what made you cry? Is it the same thing? So if you find that there's a pattern in this crying, then it might be something deeper. And maybe you do need to seek some mental health as soon as you can. Because, you know, we women cry naturally. Because menopause, we cry emotions, you know, everything is out of whack during menopause. So we cry a lot. But if it's something different from just that, then maybe you do need to seek some mental health to see what's going on. So that's the reason why I said journalize your crying moments. Journalize anytime you feel like you're healing on something. Journalize everything. I'm serious. Do it. I'm just opening up the door for you to do that. So what I'm going to do is that is all I'm going to do with this book. I can't tell you guys no more because I've given you several chapters, at least 4 or 5 chapters of this book. Not in order, but you did get some excerpts of what this book is really about. I can't wait to set it up and get the workbook going too, because that's one thing I definitely need to do. So really looking forward to that book coming out. You guys had an opportunity to listen to some of it, and I hope you guys learn from it, and I hope you can use it when I get it all together, when I get it written and put together. Now I want to talk a little bit real quick about my transformation book. My pins came in today, so I'm excited about that. They're called Friction, FRIXION color sticks, and they're erasable. And it's from Pilot. And I went and watched the Law of Attraction planner video. It actually has a YouTube video, and it recommended or suggested to use those type of pens. So I said, you know what, I'll just order them. I'm sorry, you guys, you hear me all the mess. I said I will go ahead and order them, and they came in the next day, so I never even had to leave my house. Wonderful, huh? Can't beat that, huh? So I got my pens for my planner. Now, I'm going to go over a little bit of what I did so far in it. And I haven't done much, but I'm going to go over some of the things that I have. When you open up the book, it has three things. It has my life statement, my vision statement, and this planner belongs to. So I'm going to talk a little bit about my life statement. And the way you answer that is how I would love my life to be. And I'm sharing this with you guys. I'm basically saying that I would love my life to be fulfilled, to be filled with joy and inspiration. I would love for my life to have an impact on others in the sense that me expressing my love to live out loud. Okay, that's how I would love my life to be. My vision statement. Now, how I want to contribute to this world. I said I would love to contribute to this world through educating, uplifting, and inspiring and motivating others. Very simple. Didn't take long. Right to the point. And I like that. Okay. So, then the law of attraction has like a roadmap in the book. And the first one is awareness and self-discovery. And that starts on page 18 through 19. And then it says make mission and vision statement. And that's 5 and 19. So it has two different pages you can go to. So let's look at number one, which is page 18 and 19. Okay, and I'm going to read them out loud. I got time real quick here. Again, I'm using the Law of Attraction Planner, a 30-day journey creating your dream life. You can find these on Amazon, and it's from Frederick Tallon is the name, T-A-L-L-O-E-N. And this comes from the Law of Attraction Collection, and it's freedommasonmastery.com. That's who you can probably go on there to and find it. Okay. Awareness and self-discovery. Now, it says most important life question. Now, it's telling me to do this exercise using a timer and give yourself a maximum 90 seconds for each question. But I'm just going to read the questions because I'm not going to do it at this moment. And maybe you would want to do these questions too. Number one says, what would I want to experience in life if time and money were not an issue? Number two, how do I want to grow? Number three, what do I want to contribute to this world? Number four, who am I? Why am I here? Number five, where am I going? How do I want to be remembered when I'm gone? I like that question. Number six says, if I achieved all my life's goals, how would I feel? How can I feel that along the way? Now, let me tell you this. With that question, that's a real good question. Because I feel like I haven't done enough. Even though I know I have. I think I've done a lot. But sometimes I go through these moments where I need to do more. I need to do something different. I know that for instance, with education, going to school. I can't do school again. I've done enough school, and I know I've mastered where I wanted to go with school. Not to say that I can't stop learning, that I'm done with learning. I'm just not doing it in a school setting anymore. I can learn in a lot of other ways. I'm just not going to do it in a school setting. So that question was, if I achieved all my life's goals, how would I feel? Will I feel complete? I don't know. And that's a good question, but I wouldn't know how to answer that. Because when you have a mindset or you have the feeling that you're not doing enough, that comes into play and it makes it kind of hard for you to make that decision. How can I feel that along the way, that I've achieved everything? How can I feel that way? How? Well, I don't know. That's a good question. I couldn't answer that one, you guys. I'm sorry. Number seven says, what's the most important in my life? What do I value the most? What am I most passionate about? Well, that goes right into you can't quit my wing. That right there goes right into it. What's the most important in my life? Is that I am never stifled or stopped from living my dreams. What do I value the most? My freedom. My freedom to be in control of myself, in control of my mind, my spirit, my mental, and my emotional health. Being in control of that. That's what I most value. And what am I most passionate about? me being free and helping people to learn how to be free. That's what I'm passionate about. Okay? Now, number eight, what brings me the most joy and sense of peace in my life? Helping others and seeing others achieve from the help that I've given. What brings me the most joy and sense of peace in my life? Knowing that what I've said to somebody, it's changed their lives. What I've said to somebody, they've made a determination in their life that they want to learn and do something different. To me, that's important. What does a successful life look like for me? A successful life looks like to me is that everybody around me has grown, has become something, and is doing well in their lives. That's what I look at with success. Oh, I have some color. Oh, okay. Let's see who this is. Good evening. Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me? Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yeah.
Okay. Can you hear me well?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I heard you for the last 2 minutes talking about, I guess, accomplishments that you want, still want to achieve. What is it that you want to achieve in a relationship? What's the optimum goal for you?
In a relationship?
Uh-huh.
With who? With myself? Because I'm basically kind of talking about myself. I'm talking about us working on us. Not necessarily in
relationship with your boyfriend, girlfriend, significant other.
With my husband? Huh? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what, say that again?
Okay, what would be your goal? Because you can't clip my wings. And you were talking about accomplishments. Now, as far as I'm concerned, a person isn't really accomplishing as much as they think they are unless they found themselves a good relationship, either marriage or a good relationship outside of marriage. So that's why I'm asking.
Okay, I don't think that defines a person. A relationship doesn't define a person. And I don't think that's like... Do you understand what I'm saying? It doesn't define the person having a relationship. If you have a relationship, I don't. It doesn't make or break you to have a relationship. Now, if that's something you choose on a personal basis, yeah. I mean, if you think that's the end all and that's going to make everything great for you, maybe. I mean, that's what some people do. But in that sense, that's not what I was talking about. But it's a good question. But I don't think a relationship with someone is, if you don't have a relationship with yourself, first and foremost, you can't have a good, successful relationship with someone else. And that was one of the things I talked about earlier. That's in the book that I got coming up called In Search of You. You can't have a relationship with anybody, not a good relationship, until you look in the mirror and love yourself. And a lot of us do not know how to love ourselves. And we get into relationships and they're not fruitful. Because we waste our time trying to love somebody and we don't even know how to love ourselves. So, to me, that's not really a major thing for me, because if I'm a person that's struggling with loving myself, being in relationships is not going to help me love myself.
All right, but let's suppose you accomplish everything that you want to, either academically or career-wise. You're making $1 million a year. You have a nice mansion. You live in a beautiful neighborhood. Have a nice car. Have a nice bunch of friends. But you have nobody, no significant other. So Well, what would you consider your life at that particular point?
Well, I can't really answer that because I'm not in that position and I am married. And
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? That's hard for me to answer that from that standpoint because I do have a husband and I am in a relationship. So I don't know how to answer that. I can truly say I do not know how to answer that. But again,
well,
I go back to
the fact that you're married. Yeah. If you're if you're happily married and you've accomplished everything else, then it would seem to me that you've got a complete life. So unless your marriage isn't working. Now, if the marriage isn't working, let's put that as an hypothesis. Let's say you got divorced about a year after you've accomplished everything else.
Okay.
You've done the $1 million a year thing. You've got the Lexus. You've got the nice neighborhood. You've got a couple of nice houses spread around the United States, but you're divorced. So would you consider yourself still at the apex, or would you think, well, you know, I was married. I had a good relationship. Now I think it's time for me to go find another one. Or would you say you're still going to put that on the back burner?
It wouldn't even be part of what I wanted to do. It would be probably out of my plan, because that's, to me, that's not important. That's me. It's not. Because if I've accomplished everything and I've moved on, I'm not thinking about being in any more relationships. That's not something I'd be had on my mind.
So,
All right.
So in other words, you can win the Super Bowl. You can have everything that's material. But if you don't have anybody to share it with, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
Really? Okay. No. Well, all right. If you and if you believe that, then that's your belief.
No, believe me. No. You're saying because you have a right to that. I cannot tell you you can't say that. That's not even a correct way I should handle that. You have a right to that. If you feel that I should have somebody after that, I don't think so. I think I would be fine. But you know what? Some people, you have to understand now, some people can't be without somebody. Some people, I don't care what you have, if you're poor or are you if you're rich and got everything. Some people cannot be alone. And when you can't be alone, no matter what the situation is, that's a personal thing that somebody has to deal with on the inside of them. I can be alone. It doesn't bother me to be alone because I was alone before. So it doesn't bother me to be alone. Not at all. I can enjoy life. You see what I'm saying?
Right. There are people who have to go from,
from one relationship to another, And I don't, I can't understand that. You don't even give yourself time to heal from the first relationship before you jumping into another one and then another one and then another. That to me, that's so much spent, wasted energy.
No, I understand that. Right. I understand that. And I think that people they're doing it because they want to probably, they want to try to heal that particular way. But let's say you've accomplished everything materially. You've got the friends, the cars, the cottages, $1 million a year, and you love yourself. And you feel
and
that
I feel
once you've accomplished that, you wouldn't need anybody else to share.
You wouldn't need
anybody else to share it with.
Nope. I promise you.
Well, I'm going to say that you haven't experienced that either. And until you do, you don't really know.
Exactly. Thank you. That is right. You're correct with that. I will definitely agree with that. But from right now, my standpoint now, I don't. You guys, like I said, if you have never been by yourself without all the success, if you've never been by yourself and never spent time with yourself, being with somebody else is going to do what? It's going to do what? But you got to learn how to be alone. If you've never been alone, whether you're rich or poor, You don't know what it is to be alone. So you're going to go after that person when you get the money, when you have everything. You're going to go after somebody else because you've never been alone. But if you learn to be alone and love yourself and enjoy yourself, you can do it.
All right. I'm of the different opinion that if you have everything, if you won the Super Bowl, the World Series, that you need somebody to share it with. Otherwise, it's just coming home to an empty mansion. But everybody has different strokes.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, I'll let you get back to the show. So, okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Sure. Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, that was great. I love that. I love that. Thank you. You made me think about some stuff. Wow. Awesome. I love that. All right. So, number nine was, I think we went over one. What does a successful life look like for me? And I said, I basically said, making sure everybody around me is successful looks good to me. Because I'm always that type of person where I love taking care of other people. I love seeing other people happy. My happiness comes within that. And if you are that type of person where you love to give and you love to see people blossom in front of you and see the work that you've done in that person or help that person through, to me, that's success. Number 10 says, what do others most admire in me? What unique gift do I want to share with the world? And what are my top five values? If you don't know, ask five people who know you well. That's a good one. I'm definitely going to have to get some help on that one. Because I always, especially when you're talking to people and people say good things about you that, you know, your close friends will say a lot of good things about you. But I'm a person where sometimes I have issues with taking compliments. And this is on the path. This is on the path in search of yourself and finding yourself. And that's one of the things I know for sure. That is a shortcoming for me, is to being able to take compliments from people when they say good things about me. I have that problem. And then number 11 is, what are my top 10 achievements in life? So what I'll do is I'll sit down and I will write these out, and we come back on the show because we're down to like 2 minutes. I want to thank the caller who called in. I mean, that was a good conversation, and he made me think. Because like you said, I've never been in that position, so how can I say how I'm going to handle being with somebody or without somebody? But I'm at a point in my life where it doesn't faze me either way it goes. So I want to answer all these questions, and then I want to bring them back to you guys, and we can talk about it. All right. It says also define and craft your vision statement. Okay, this is how we're going to do the vision statement. We'll talk about this later on. We'll come back and talk about this tomorrow night. Now, tomorrow night, I might not do a show tomorrow night because I need to get my rest for my trip to Georgia. So we might not do a show tomorrow night. So I want to say, guys, thank you for hanging out with us on You Can't Quit My Wings podcast. This is your host, Alita, and you guys have a great night. Bye-bye.